Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
thank you.
the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
That is wonderful, Sam Cooke. And I have something now I want to talk about. And, you know, I always like to express some thoughts that come into my mind fresh. And, you know, it's sometimes some things we know them, and if you think about this, how we know a lot of things and guide ourselves by them, but sometimes something happens. We don't feel the same energy to be the way we want to, because we have other feelings coming inside. And then you're kind of like probably buying into the idea that, well, you know, I mean, you have to change. You can't just go on the same way all the time. Well, you know, it depends on what we're talking about. If we are talking about a spirit, a spiritual power that we need to feel all the time to guide us, to keep us from going astray. Because I'm finding out a little science here. And I want to share that, because guess what? I have suffered a lot over my lifetime. I'm over 70 now. And I have always had a struggle in myself to find a better pattern of thought and feeling that support the way I think I should feel and the kind of desire I should maintain, right? It's always a struggle. But I begin to realize something gradually, and sometimes, you know, it's the same old things that we get used to, you know, and think like we don't know nothing else. And sometimes you really get disturbed and discouraged. And then it begins to come to me like, you know what? What I need to be concerned about is my mind. I need to be concerned about the way I find my mind is working. Because our mind and our spirit, you know, these are spiritual elements, but there is a difference between the mind and our spirit. Well, that's what I have found, and it may be too difficult for some people to understand. But your thinking and your mind, you can say your mind is doing thinking, and, you know, you have to find a way to to understand yourself, right? If you understand it already, that's fine. And you probably don't see what I am saying. However, the subliminal part of our mind, or in the brain, where all these complexity are there, and we are only feeling the effects of what is going on inside of us, right? And it doesn't take much to go astray from what you are trying to conserve. It doesn't take a lot to change you completely. Mm-hmm. And if you are around some people and they want to get into certain kind of things and you don't want no part of what they're doing, smoking or whatever it is, get drunk. And you always have, you know, they may be your friend, but you don't do certain things that they do. So what I'm talking about, this whole thing has to do with the way our mind is working. And you may feel a strong resistance most of the time, or at least on certain things, you're not bowing, you're not selling out of, you know, from where you're at, right? However, you may hold on for a long time, you know, but guess what? If you don't get some fresh power to deal with certain things, you may become bored of yourself or what you think. And if the energy is strong over the other side, you know, it could swallow you up. You may find yourself begin to do stuff you really don't want to do. But you can be assured, if you really observe yourself and understand when your power is shifting, if you understand when your power is shifting, you are in good shape. But what happened when you become disconnected? If you understand anything out of that, all right, this is the next portion I want to talk about with relevance to what I have just said. I have not known enough. If I tell anybody that I know it all, I'm lying. And that I won't say. You know, I must be losing myself to... I should think that, but right now, no, I have never felt that way. And much more now, I feel and think that there is always room to grow. And there are some things that we learn, we should hold on to them because they are primary energies we need to have to keep ourselves the way we would like to be. When you find a basic thinking and a feeling that gives you like a ABC that you need every day, you always have to hold on to that because that is the greatest assurance you have. Right? I have been suffering for a long time about certain thoughts that is in my mind, that comes in my mind, certain thoughts that come in my mind, and, you know, I'm tormented because the force that I need to feel is like it's drifting away from me. I am not thinking to drift. I don't want to drift, but our thinking is based on a power that we need to find out why your mind works the way it is, because you're not thinking some of the things that your mind is pulling you to do. Well, I'm to that. What happens when you feel a pulling away? You feel shaky. Because something is in your mind getting your attention to an idea. And it's like you don't have a defense in your mind working against it to like say, rebuke that, go, you know, drive that away, you know, or know what else to do to get rid of that force that is fighting against your own desire. You don't want to lose your good desire. And it happens all the time that people lose their good desire. Because what? They didn't have that effect of that energy that is to keep you away from what you don't desire. You know, you need that power to keep you from what you don't want to be. And there is, I discover, there is a better resolution than what we are thinking, because sometimes we don't really have, you know, a strong resolution. We just feel this power, and this power that protects us so far. But you see, things will go on like that until you come to a point where you run out of all that you had. And you know, you fall weak and stuff like that. You know? Now, I suffer with that from my early years, because I was always someone trying to live a holy, a sacred life. Yeah, I mean, some residue of what the Bible has, you may find quite a bit of information in the Bible that has nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing at all. Has nothing to do with the Adam and Eve. Can get some knowledge. And I have been affected by, let's say, at least some of those things. So when I feel like my power is diminishing to hold the things inside of my mind that I want to be there, and it's like I can't just make the change. I just can't. I am terrified though. I am weak. I feel like, you know, I don't have anything going on for me. You see? And it can be an attraction to either a woman or something else. But basically, I think the most terrifying thing to me, and weakness, like spiritual weakness, is always man. You know, if I were a runaround kind of man, you could understand that, but I am a sacred man. I do. And I come to see the difference between my being sacred, the way I would like to, you know, cognitively direct myself. You could understand that, you know, if I were some man who liked to lust after, you know, the flesh in the wrong kind of way, because I don't think lust is wrong. if your lusting is not being directed, you know, to the right way. I mean, if you are not going to lust after a woman, you would never have anybody, you know. But the hormones that we have inside of us, when you eat and your body get nourished, and you build up these hormones and stuff like that, then you're going to start getting some messages in your mind. See? And then your glands begin to, like, shake and stuff like that. Now, I'm telling you, I mean, life is not so easy, because we are far away from knowing exactly the things we are supposed to know. And it's when we come to know, we begin to find relief, you see. Yes, if we come to know the right thing, the things that are so difficult for us to rise up out of. It becomes easy because you can exchange some principles. And think about, who is this? Aerosmith? Sing a song about, I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to miss a thing because I'm going to miss you, baby, and I don't want to miss a thing. All right. You know, when you go through these periods where you're feeling pressure because of the presence of some ideas in your mind, and it may be, you know, different things plaguing you. And it may be something that you have pleasure in. And some of these things you might want to dismiss it. But some of these things is like, it's too tempting. And you're not in a position to like, you know, prop up yourself and say, no. You know, because sometimes it's easier to defeat some things that are bothering you than other times. Because sometimes you just don't have the power to, like, disconnect that stuff from your mind. All right? Now, it happened over so long, a protracted time, that when I think that I am over beyond certain effect of certain things, certain energy, I realize that, you know, I need to check in. I need to check in and find more resource that is going to like change the way I am thinking, because I don't like this thing and I don't want this thing to bother my mind. But it is. Why? And one example you can look at that I think is something that we see around us in life and know and can, you know, you can identify with what I'm saying. It is, I don't know which man don't find this experience, but this is an experience I have. And I observe it. I heard it being talked about. Is that our body is made up and we are male or female. I'm talking about faggots, okay? Because they are not civilized. And we should not talk about white people into civilized argument. Because they don't have our sense. White people don't have our sense. I don't say they don't have some relevant sense, but they just don't fit in our mold because they are different. You see that? White people come from a culture, and whether or not some of them modify themselves or what, but they come from a culture where two men love each other like a man love a woman. And it's the reason why we have no reason to coddle up with white people, because there is an hormone difference. All right. So the point I'm trying to make is this. See, a man who, you know, want to have sex tonight, right? to have sex tonight because he's feeling this uncomfortable way, you know, like he needs to get, you know, free, you know, you need to like be more at ease with himself than, you know, than he's feeling. He's feeling haunted, like, you know, he has to like go do stuff. Want to get into some sex stuff. If a man is eating well and nourish his body, he has two testes. You know? And you want to ask the Creator, why did they put the two testes, you know, connected to your penis? It's instant power. It is for instant power. Because, you know, it's like your battery. It's like two battery, charged battery, you know, in your lamp. And you go and light the lamp because you have, you know, the batteries there. My point is that if a man is starved for sex, and it's not just only man, a woman also, but I think there is a little difference between and a man from a woman, because some people might not like the distinction, but the distinction is there. A man is initiation for sex. And it's not because women don't initiate sex, but it is less common to see women acting like they are deprived of sex. It is less common. Men are more often common suffering from, you know, depravity, sex depravity. Your sexual element controls everything about you. Yes. It affects your politics, it affects your church, everything. And why so many church people hide and have adultery sex and stuff like that? Even the pastor. Why? Now I'll prove what I'm saying to be true, right? But look, I am talking about something, a knowledge about ourselves, that because I am dedicated to be the super person that, you know, a human can be. I want to be the best person I can be. And it has to come through thinking and thinking, you know, at a higher rate of interest than just common people. I'm definitely not, I'm not a common person, you know, because I have always been wanting to be sane, sober, coherent person. I want to think on the highest level that I can think. And I'm not talking about go to university or to college, because common thinking, sensible thinking, can be about anything. All right. For me, it's the commonsensical area I am concerned about. The amount of common sense, judgment, patience, appropriation, and stuff like that. I want to get to the finest point with those things. Because I have a system that I must think to tap in and control myself. I have to, you know, because I don't want to get into the the common world of thinking around me. I don't want that, because there's nothing in there. You're going to get into trouble somehow, because your sense of choice is not what it's supposed to be, and what you think you should choose is never what you should choose. A man, if he's deprived of sex for a certain amount of time, now it's a man who always like nice looking, you know, woman. But do you know, a lot of men go sleep, ugly woman. when he's suffering from himself, from sex deprivation. Yes. I see somebody come in and put their hand up. Let's see, who is this? Who is this? Hello?
Hey, I'm actually enjoying your show. I just thought I'd call in.
Okay. okay, actually. All right, so you are just listening, or you have an input?
Well, no, I actually have a lot of background in anthropology and Homo erectus and Neanderthalus, and
okay,
and I missed what you said, something about depriving men of sex. What were you saying?
Yeah,
I missed that part.
Yeah, I am touching on the highest power that we are in the humanity with sexuality, that we cannot rise to that higher level that we can if we do not tap into our feeling or our sexual feeling and the working of our thoughts, our minds, you know, as to whether or not we have desire to do this or to do that. We will not be that great a person if we just live like animals. So I was saying that when a person is deprived of sex, say a man deprived of sex, and a man who always like to deal with nice, beautiful women, but if he gets into a situation where he's not in a position to exercise his desire at will, and he's being deprived of sex, and then he can't go get the woman he wants, so he will have to, like, you know, find relief. So a man will go and have sex with a woman that the most ugliest woman around town, to get his feeling of comfort that he should have when you ejaculate and you feel all right. So I am saying, when we don't have this kind of understanding about ourselves, we're going to have a lot of problem. The real point I was heading at is that sometimes you might have a lustful attraction, and you in your coherent mind, you have a certain understanding or knowledge as to the way you'd like your life to be, right? And that would keep you away from being among certain kind of people, because they will mess up your thinking and weaken you, and you go off into a wrong direction. So,
but does this count for heterosexual or in homosexual relations?
I mean, I talk about homosexual, because look, the reason why I don't talk about homosexual, because homosexual, and I'm talking about like the Caucasian culture, it's a sodomite culture, right? And I know that some black people are being converted into that. But I don't talk about civilized life like that. So I keep it in this in the historical category, because history as a category for a sodomite culture different from the civilized culture. History make that distinction.
Okay.
I
was just wondering, can you lick your own asshole? Or have you ever, can you lick your own asshole, or have you ever shit in someone's mouth? Or maybe has someone ever shit in your mouth?
No. I don't have those experiences, no.
You can't lick your own asshole?
I am not, I'm not gay. I am a heterosexual.
No, it's not gay to lick your own asshole.
Why not? What civilized person would, look here. And let me tell you this, sir. If you study hormones, the pituitary gland, right?
Hmm? Do you have uncles? Like, did an uncle ever shit in your mouth?
No. Listen, you asked that question already. I'm responding to you. Listen to me.
Okay.
We have to live with the knowledge of who we are, because we are controlled by hormones. So if you're not talking directly to the fact of the hormone that is inside of you, you are really not with yourself. So,
but what if that
hormone tells
you to lick your own asshole?
No, but look, you keep on repeating that like you have an obsession with that. No, I have to draw your attention, right? Please, let's talk about this coherent, because that's the only way we're going to be benefited by this. I grow up a thinker. And for most of my life, I really didn't know anything until I get to a point where I start to read and understand about what's going on your interior, okay? So
You didn't know anything until you had sex with your mother?
No. Listen to what I'm trying to say, because look, you have to start talking to me about what you read and know about chemistry. Because if you don't know about your body chemistry, I mean, you will just go around like you're some animal or something like that. I am a civilized person. I am a hybrid person. I am not just like, you know, like, what you call it now, the Indo-European culture, right? They come from Homo erectus. They are evolved creatures. And they go through a lot of interbreeding with Neanderthals and even with black people hybrid, okay? So what I'm trying to say to you is that the blood type of the Caucasian Indo-European people, they come from a different blood strain. And even though they interbreed up, you see, with Neanderthals, that is a third level humanity. The Homo erectus is a second development humanity, right? They come from hominid, right? So they come from a different blood strain. So when they interbreed up with these other blood, because we are the third human development, they are the second, right? And they are not going to get civilized soon. All right. When they interbreed with us, of a higher strain, you know what? That's not a good thing. And if they think it's good for them, it's not good for us. Because see what is happening now? When they interbreed up with us, you know, it messes up the order of their brain and cause them, hoping them up to things that they wouldn't have, can't mix with who they are and who we are. That's the reason why the world is upside down right now, man. What do you say? You gone? Oh, he's gone. it gets real, you know what I mean? But, you know, just that, when you check this thing out, white people are to stay in Europe, you know, because, you see, now when they mingle with people with a different blood, it messes them up because they know they are thinking things that is beyond their control. You see what I mean? And they do things, for example, 1.5 million years ago, the Indo-European, now they have a higher version of themselves called Proto-Indo-European. And the Yamama, what do you call it? The Yamnaya. I think that's the way it's spelled. Like Y-A-M-N-A-Y-A, something like that it's spelled, right? Since the European, the white people them interbreed with the African hybrid people, the European people were already a part of Neanderthal, right? So they were above Homo erectus level. You see, once they create a generation of people from Neanderthal, white people is not fully white like they used to be, but they have the same genome, though. They will never change their genome. It's the reason why I know they have a lot of education, but they're gay. Now, the worst thing is to have a mind where you want to have sex in the anus, where there is absolutely nothing in biology. Nothing in biology. And why you see they would make law now that they know about law. They didn't know about law in 1.5 million years ago. They didn't. And they didn't live in suburban place either. They live on the steppe over there, Asia, right? All right. What I'm trying to say, the truth is the truth. The white people are messed up, so messed up now, because they interbreed with higher people than them. That exposed them to, like, theft and dominance and want to spread sodomy all over the world. Why would they want to spread sodomy all over the world and control the world with sodomy? It is because they interbreed with us. They start thinking out of their box. This is a serious thing, because what is going on right now is something that must be, something has to be done, because we can't have these people so crazy and mad, and we have to be accepting them like they are civilized, because they swear they are civilized, and they swear they are getting rid of us and supplant us with themselves, because they want to control the world. And nothing can go like that. So for us to live and enjoy life, we would have to obey by the rule. What is wrong with Indo-European people to stay in Europe where they come from? When they leave Africa and go into Europe and Asia, they didn't do anything besides just be sodomites. They didn't make anything, and the history is telling you that is the African people who brought civilization around the world by their creator. And who is our creator? The white people don't want us to own our creator, because they write a Bible and say, is what they write in a Bible is the God. So we are living in a degree of madness today, where you go to a courthouse where the mad people them there around courthouse, and I say we must come on and eat them. And the what they have as law don't is not civilized stuff. They invent that as sodomite, fucking ass. You see, that's where they get it from. You see? And with this interbreeding and this higher sense them have that is not in line with their Homo erectus glands. You see, that they have secreting. You see? And this is what is happening. Now, let me go back to the point that I was making. The point I was making is it has to do with the problem humanity now are having. And it is clear to me that the problem, when I read history and see what has been going on, there is BC and there is AD on a domini. And that is something that must be understood. We can't live like lower animals and fix our lives, right? We have to be coherent. We have to be sane. Baruch Spinoza reminds us we have to be sane and sober. And you hear how many times my caller asks me the same question. You heard how many times? Now, you can tell that this person is uncivilized because a grown adult don't talk the way this person talked to me. Now, if you heard this caller, I am not saying that this person didn't talk respectful to me. Whatever is disrespectful about what he says is only because he doesn't know any better, but he doesn't direct any disrespect to me intentionally, no. You know, and I didn't find it difficult to talk to him. It's just that my education in communication and about who we are on earth as people comes down to the historical fact. I don't stray from that. I cannot stray from that because I don't have that desire to stray from it. Now, he started to want to know whether or not what I'm saying goes for homosexuals. And I'm saying, no, I don't talk about homosexuals because they are not like us. We are civilized. We are hybrid, you see, and they intermingle with us and create a problem. But that was not what I was talking about. I'm talking about civilized people. And civilized people today have a lot of problems because of white people. White people are living among us, and black people are behaving like there's no problem with it. They settle down because the white people are so dominant, and with the education they have, a lot of black people are not trained to deal with these white people. And the level of their confusion, we are not trained to deal with them. We have to go to some serious training. Now, my devotion to words and communication deals with the actual energy in the words. And it's the only reason why I have command over the conduct of earth, the people, the society, the civilized people, not the uncivilized ones, who's taking over because they interbreed and gone cuckoo. People gone cuckoo. They're out of their minds. There's nothing in the world, it's a textbook, that gives them a role to play in no government at all. No. And it's over like some 2,000 years or more that they have been, you know, diverging and diverging away from sanity and demanding the rest of the hybrid civilized people to come under their control. They invent a B and a Damani calendar. When they come and see only what the gods established, because they were here and they did not establish anything over 1.5 million years. Why didn't they? The gods come here after them. What did the white people create? 1.5 million years of life. Before 450,000 years ago. What did the white people, what did they do? I mean, make stone tools. That's what they did. Now, this distinction must be made because, look, when they come and take over our society, take over the institutions that affects our life, take away our inalienable rights and make us like we are dumb dogs, no, that don't wash. It will never wash. And I'm over 70, and I am just learning about the situation. So it's gone out of hand because you don't have anybody now that's going to tell white people, say, them interbreed, and that's what messes up their head. You don't have nobody to tell them that, but I will. And I have. I have to talk the truth. So it means this is America. This is not Europe. Right? We don't have no stippy here. And what the truth is, the church is not for Africans. Why do these white people bring all these things here? Because they interbreed and mess up their brain and think that they are the one to control. And it will never happen. But they have the military and everything out there to kill everybody, black people. That's what they've been doing. It's killing the black people who educate them on everything. Because when they come to America, I read it. The Indian people says that the black Indian African people, they tell that they are to help these white people when they come here how to survive. They help them. That's all black people are. But now what do they say? Dear God, tell them to come and kill the black people, make them Christians. That's what they say. And they are repeating what they do to the black people in Palestine. And now it has gone so bad that black people don't know what has happened. They believe in the Bible. Even though the Bible is talking against them, black people don't understand that the Bible is talking against them. Now, all the lies in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden and about Jesus Christ come to save and about the star, them things don't have no foundation of truth at all, at all. And if you were to talk to me about that, you'd have to go into the history of it, not Bible of it, because the Bible don't have any certification for Adam and Eve at all. You don't have a garden anywhere in the Bible, nothing like that, a premise where everything else is built upon. You don't. You see what I mean? Now, when white people are allowed to put black people in of their own territory since like 80,000 years ago, we are in the Western world. And it's after these white people learn and interbreed and know all kind of something now. You have them lawyers, doctor, but them, you know, them look for honor sex. The education don't give them no civilized distinction. Do you understand that? Mm-mm. They don't have the distinction. And now they are teaching us that, you know, no wrong with homosexual body sex. And, you know, you don't tell that to civilized people. Because we are the one that bring civilization in the world that they now are coming and turn themselves an idiot out of the civilization. It But you see, they don't realize that they put themselves in jeopardy. They don't think so. They think, no, they make law and the law of the land. They don't make no law. White people don't make no law, you know? They do not. They are daydreaming about law. Obama make law to marry the sodomite people. But that is idiocy. You see, Obama himself is a fool. He's half white, half black. That's wrong. You know, Obama could never be somebody that is valuable in terms of orderly society. Obama cannot govern an orderly society. Okay? Because it's wrong to mix white blood and black people. It's wrong. You see? And it's the reason because our forparents mingle with them and then make, that's why we are cursed. That's why we don't have no connection with the gods, and they are waiting for us to develop and to take our rightful position. But they can't identify with us because they don't need anything from us. We need something from them. We need to be connected with them because the truth is here, and these white people decide they are taking over and rule the world. Black people cannot see that. Well, I am seeing that. I am seeing that. Okay? White people is to stay. Because, look, why is it that, if you can't see the picture, why is it that the Chinese don't seek to do what the white people do? Why the Indians don't do it? They drag the Arabs into Muslim. And the white people, they do it. You see, they use the African wealth to do it. Criminal acts. You see, and the level of their education, using the wealth that they become, you know, have control over. They use it. They use the wealth and finance the things that they want to do to control. And that's what is happening. They got out of control, and black people are not able to control their own lives anymore. So it's gone that low. You know, our law down on the ground, black people are in the case of, you know, having government control. Black people are gone. And are satisfied to go into what sodomite, what you call democracy, and what you call it, Republican and Democrats. Look, that is not a legal thing on African territory. They don't have any rights here, nothing at all, and they're going to get out through. And if you think, I'm thinking about, you know, military. No. We don't have any real use for military. And whatever level of military we have, you can see it was not something that provided for like what the white people are doing today. What the white people are doing today is a military to cripple any other military power on the earth so that they can rule with sodomy. They're trying to demolish every, like, Persian, you know, Iran, and Saddam, you see, and Libyan Muammar Gaddafi. These sodomite, honest fucker. Like you hear this guy call me and talking about, you know, fuck your mother or blah, 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 blah. These depraved type of thinking. That's what black and white blood do. It's not government. And we have the information here, and they turn black people into idiots. Because what? From the interbreed with our people, I mean, the gods are gone back and leave everything here for us. And it is our prerogative. Don't bother pray. Don't bother pray to no God, because what are you praying to the Bible God that these white people make? That's not the way in this world, this civilized world. You have got to know what history says. And know that these white people have changed up substantial amount of civilized ways. I mean, you can't want more than the calendar, AD calendar. You know, how old is it? 2021 years old now? Right? And they are thinking that the world began 2,000 years ago. And the Bible is the word of God. Now, if these people are not retarded, because Homo is Homo erectus, interbreeding with other people, and using that higher knowledge to live like a faggot people. You know what I mean? And they are running the world. And there is no African people to stand up and say, no, you're not. I know what is in my head right now. We don't need no military to wipe white people out completely. So now, I am saying that is anti-white people. Yes. And history demands that line of demarcation, that these people are mad and crazy. You see? So they are able to do certain kind of office and still, they learn everything from us. Because they are here all that over almost 2 million years, and they couldn't do no more than stone tools. But stone tools were done away with when we, not them, in Asia, we discover how to make copper. Mix copper with tin and make bronze. It's in the world history textbook. It's in the world. White people don't have nothing to do with it, but they are in a delusion. They're telling you about what they have done. Why, and not us. So they're writing a Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, and you can't find Adam and Eve anywhere. And still, African people are confused about that. They believe that. You believe something? No, there is no occasion to believe something that don't exist. And that is what is happening. These white people come and simply because there's nobody developed enough to put a stop to it. I am putting a stop to it. I am putting a stop to it. And you know why? Because I am equipped to do it. Honest fucking is not for African people. And to tell us that you're going to come everywhere we are and rule us. And only to talk about lick your own ass. Imagine that. That's what the presidency of the United States is for. To bring people here to bury us while we are alive. This caller here, as nice as he speaks, he's talking about it must about 3 or 4 times. He's asked me if I, you know, can lick my own ass. You know what I mean? What is that? That's what the presidency of the United States is for. That's what the Pope is about. And where the Pope is living on our land. The president of the United States living on our land. All of them living on our land. Why we are not on their land? The Chinese not on their land. The Indian not on white people land. But they come with their might now. They are on our land. And we don't have no inalienable rights. You imagine that? See, I'm lucky that someone calling on the program. I can't get people to call in. I cannot get people to call in because they have used the Bible and dumbed down the black people. What black people are seeing is the darkness of Jesus Christ that they take for light. If you read about Jesus Christ really consciously in the Bible, you will not find Jesus Christ as a real character that lived at all. You see what I mean? And everybody is under a mystery that God, you know, send his word through a prophet and apostles. Those titles are not civilized titles. You see what I mean? The thing is, who do you have as an Indo-European can come on this program and debunk anything I say? First of all, you got to start at the precedence, and the precedence of our beginning start in the World History textbook. Who are the white people? Where they come from, and what have they been through? That's what you're going to face. If you're going to talk about you're going to rule over black people, you have to tell where you come from and who you are and how you come equipped to rule. But look here. They are the only ones, you know, fuck-ass people who come and say they're going to have to rule and make law and all that kind of thing. But what happened to the kingship law? They say shit. No bother with that. You know, just follow us. So they're going to make all of these fictional tales and write in a Bible and say them a rule. And talk all these kind of vacuous stuff like they're for real. Wise men see a star in the east. These white fucking ass people, they wrote that. And you have a Bible of them in Palestine taking over the place from us, and we don't go to our brothers' rescue. Africa never helped those people. And it's more like, you know, 200 years or so that they're fighting in Israel before they actually take over the place. And Africa never go to help them. In Rwanda, you have the America, you know, go to Africa and set up the black people them to kill each other. Ethnic cleansing. They go with them democracy. I was reading now that even the Indian people them here, who used to rule by tribe. I am so lucky to see when I query what type of government African people had in America before the European people contact with them. And you know, their tribal government, you know what it's based on? You know, the government of the world, that's what they had. You see, And if you trace where these white people are come from, the first time anybody know anything about white people is 509 BC in a political sense. Prior to that, they were sea people that was destroying the African establishment of emergence of civilization. That's what they were doing. Okay? Because they are under our education from 12,000 years ago. And interbreeding. And that's what we're up against right now. Proto-Europeans. Big-nosed white people. Let's get the truth on the table. They don't like it. And all they have to lose right now is go back home. Go back to their yard. You see, because it is under the African people, they come to know wealth. But now they behave like, oh, they always had it. No, now their blanket too short to cover them up. Because you know, there's nobody at all, when the truth is spoken, can kill the truth. You can't kill the truth. You can kill somebody, but you can't kill the truth. You see, and to show you that white people are so mad and crazy that they are never ashamed of what they have done. And when they steal and take over any place, they never look back like if is anybody coming behind them. No, because they make this homosexual imitation of a calendar and say, that's what they rule. So they make it at first and say it was about Europe, but then they take over the Western hemisphere and find out that black people don't worth any resistance against them. Black people out there, are you listening to me? You don't think that we have our own government. Why you don't think so? It's in the world history textbook. But they give you Bible instead of the world history. White people do that. It's not easy to chase white people out. Just stop going to the church. But black people so now, you know, so full up with the church. You know what I mean? There's hardly any black people who can't see anything but the church. You see, that's the problem. However, when the time comes for change, you know, it's change. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I don't want to leave out the point I was trying to make about restoring our feeling. You know, when you're depressed, oppressed, and, you know, you're not feeling good, and your mind is being plagued by something, depression. It is very important to have this sense about it, that it may follow you. That impression may burden you down for a day, a week, or a month, but it will eventually wear away. Now, within that time, when you're under an influence that you don't want to fall victim of, it's a time for you to survive, but you have to have a common sense of survival about this. Because if you don't have the thought, counter what is going on, the thought is what you have. And once your mind holds on to that piece of energy, knowledge, you will survive. Because you know something that you feel like you can't do without. In another day or two or so, I mean, you forget it. You forget it. So the fact that it doesn't matter how severe an influence is bothering you, just understand that, look, it will go away, because we are living by a cycle. We are on a cycle, a mental cycle. So whatever is moving around on our frequency, and you feel a high, attraction pulling away from what you want to think and feel. It's just to understand that if you try to just forget it and it persists, to open the door and get into you, if you just listen and say, no, there is no way you should concede to a heavy, influence that is attacking you. If you have the common sense and know, it will go away. You're not going dead. Live with your position. Keep your position. Because during the time that influence is affecting you, it just feel like there is nothing else. You feel stripped, to what is trying, what is trying to, knock you down. So it makes you feel like, oh, this now is the thing for you to pay attention to. It's not. It's not. And you're looking at it and you know the truth. That's not what you want. But now, you don't have any choice. That's not true. That's not true. I wanted to let you know that because, it's recently that I have some challenges, like that. Things that are not the stuff I want to deal with at all. But they are find a way to come inside of my brain and disturb me. And I know if I just ease up a little and decide, say, all right. You see, people get destroyed can get destroyed and have gotten destroyed in few seconds of an attraction to something that they should just, denounce and hold to their position that they can hardly hold on to. But your mind is the only power to make things remain or disappear, the mind. And we have to activate our will, right? It is what your will is. And your will, a lot of times when come under fire to some alien type of ideas, attraction then to something. You have got to hold on to what you know is certain, and that tomorrow come, it may be just a day that you feel so good, you forget about yesterday. That's what we are to know. We will be relieved of things, psychological things that wear us down. If you know that, just remember now, that's what you're supposed to think about. Just think that you know this, and you're going to rely on it. All right. Thank you for tuning into the program. And I see some people picking up some of my literature in Amazon.com. Some little booklets that I have there that tells you some basic things to really make you a better person. Right? And I am happy to see that there are some people out there who are interested in making themselves the best person they can be in a world that is so hard to live in. A.D. Anadamani, right? So I have always wanted to be the right kind of person I'm supposed to be, and nothing they're going to bring our way is going to swallow me up, because I have thought a lot, and I am accustomed to the days when I go to church, and that's all I know. Today, it is ridiculous that I had gone through those things and could do nothing about it until the time ripe. Right? When you know, you know. When you don't know, you just don't know. And it is not somebody's responsibility. It has to be your own. You have to, like, smelling and sniffing for this thing. The knowledge. You want that. You want to know. Not anybody else. And you don't depend on anybody else. You can take a cue from somebody. Somebody's talking something that personal and is something that you have to understand for yourself. Now, if you hear somebody say something that can help you to open certain doors, that's fine. You know, they're not selling you anything. It's good free knowledge. And my friend, you know, we are human beings and we have the potential to be, phenomenal people. But, you know, it's going to cost us to know how to think. It's going to cost you. But, you know, what it's going to cost is not money. You know, it's your desire to think and to make the intangible power work for you. And, you know, you will be so happy, you know, and feel so exalted when the right power is holding you up. Let me get to the final part of the program here. White culture, Europe, are of Stone Age. Don't let nobody fool you. Get into the history and you will know it's true. White culture, Europe, are Stone Age Homo erectus and Neanderthals. Gays. They are homosexual. They are pretending that they are government. They are not. Come and learn the truth. And you know, if I were in the darkness of Jesus Christ, and thought it was the light of the world and come to find out, then you can also find out. It's not easy. Because nothing else, we are not exposed to anything else but the Bible. And the Bible is the mad white people that write it. And, you know, they're tricky to like say, it's our ancestors write it. Because see, they write the Bible, not with their characters. And the reason why the Bible don't have African people character, save in some place where they're talking about Caesar Augustus or something like that. But they don't have any of their people that represent spiritual life. You don't see that? The Bible don't have European because they are all sodomites and them couldn't read. It's a lot of back, you know. It's a lot of delinquency white people have. So since them come and steal what we have and take control because we were not developed enough to deal with them. And something that you ought to consider, we are not here millions of years ago like the white people are. We're not. And simply because we were created civilized, it's the reason why we come to the Western world and establish ourselves. They are up in there, in the Caucasus Mountain and Asia there, right? I try to interbreed up and get a new generation to make them come and take over the world. This is what is happening, all right? So if you don't come to find out what happened in the world, if you don't want to find out, you will never find out. And it means you don't have anything to get you from out under the white people them. Because they're not going on like them senseless. They're not going on like them insane. They are insane. Every white people you see, insane. But they know if you make up church to give to black people. And tell you about Adam and Eve. Them can't prove to you that Adam and Eve then away. So you out there now, I believe the Bible. Now, what do you make of that? You feel satisfied if you believe into the nonsense? That you don't think nobody should show you evidence or anything? No. Oh, that's what these sodomites say. You see, so they have Christmas, Santa Claus, and all those things. Where you think those things come from? These crazy people. Okay? And they get so much black people into it. You don't understand what these people, the culture they are. They are sodomite culture. You don't think it is because these people have adjusted themselves to be like us. They can't get our color, you know. But they have other ways around. Because look at the Bible and look at all the way we take to the Bible. And monotheism is not anything that comes from before Christ. There's no monotheism before Christ. But everything these white people shit out, black people take it and believe it. The church, most of all, it's the biggest shit that white people shit. The church. That's what put black people where they are. You see what I mean? I'm saying it because it's true. I'm saying it. It is true. Twitter will not answer my tweet. Going into 3 years now. Twitter will not answer. Timothy Alger tweet. It's a combative tweet. And they're accusing me of violating sodomite community standard in America. And then my tweet addressed that. And that's what they did not want to post on Twitter. I appeal it. And up to now, when they say they would look at the appeal and respond to it soon it will going into 3 years now. You know, it's about 2 years and 4 or 5 months now. You see. And they know that they are confused too. But, you see, they have the upper hand here because they, you know, maneuver themselves in such a way that them, you know, they can get us to accept AD Anadamani as a calendar, and it will have nothing to do with us. That's the 12 houses of the zodiac. If somebody asks you what star you're born under, what house of the zodiac you're born under, and stuff like that, it don't come from AD Anadamani. It is the gods. We'll bring it here. If you think the gods are spirits, no, the gods are not duppy like the duppy in the Bible where they say it's God. No. All right, listen. If you want to be great, you have to go through the history that is yours, not white people. You see what I mean? Now, anytime they find out that something is going on, you know, and they'll hear somebody like me who talk these historic factual things, and they, all they like to do is kill us. If they find out that we're messing up stuff, they kill us. Well, look, they can't kill people. They cannot kill people who are real and not fooled. I was fooled, but I wasn't political or nothing like that. I was church. I don't go into politics. You know, like what I grew up and see, AD Anadamani politics. No, I never want none of that. And I never want to be no church group or pastor and stuff like that. I have only felt like I want to know the truth of things. That's it. So I'm telling you that there is a real problem here. And if you are African and you still sit there from Adam and Eve in a garden, and a Satan talking serpent, that's what your belief is rest on. So what is your sense of truth? Adam and Eve. And indeed, you should be, if you can go to South Africa right now and 150 miles inside in South Africa and go to the Abzu and you will see the metropolis, 200,000 years metropolis, and where a whole lot of gold mines are there and stone. And you need to see the link from the science research of South Africa. White people don't want black people to frequent that site where the gods civilization lived until they left and go back to their own homeland. You see, white people want to stay here with all of them faggots in Hollywood and all over the place and talk about them, you know, they run universities and all this kind of stuff. Look, we don't want these faggots in our territory. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. And if they think they can use their weapon, their military with them teeth that they steal from us, if they think that they are going to be able to, like, you know, like, put us in our place, they are already in their place in the sense that they don't have no history to authenticate their existence in African territories, and to talk about they're running a government. They're not running nothing, but they are so uncivilized, it's like they don't have any conscience. They don't know when they're going wrong. They're never wrong. If you don't wake up and find out, well, you're in a bad position. But line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, right? That they will fall backward, stumble, fall backward. And then destroyed. White people are up for destruction. If you don't know, that's right. They can't go against the gods and the creation that they put here and talk about this. This church is a God in the Bible. It's over. It's over with. It's over with. When you come to know, you know. When you don't know, you stay outside. You see what I mean? These white people, it's the worst thing they could ever do, because what they have done bring down their demise. It brings down their demise because their life is underneath their crutches. You hear the guy talking to me today. He's a faggot. He's a homosexual. And you hear the kind of stuff that he's saying. Now, he never behaved like he's disrespectful to me. But, my friends, they are taking us for a ride. And if you be in the church like Dr. Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson, Reverend, the other Reverend them and stuff like that, Farrakhan them, those people are never going to get us back on our feet. You see, it is a personal thing where you have to understand the knowledge for yourself and live your life the way you're supposed to live. They come here with all their whole bunch of weaponry, poison, all kind of stuff, and kill off people here. You know what I mean? When we should have something to chase them away, we didn't have anything. Neither weapon or anything else. But the power is something that must be inside of you, not outside of you. You see, all the weapon them have, they need the weapon because they are idiots. You see, them are sodomite fucking ass people. They are not into civilized class. You see, they're not interested in facing somebody like me who is serious. I am serious, 100% serious. And then I am telling them to get out, you see what I mean? Get out, because if they don't get out, this is a different time, an energy time, whereas if we have connection with our gods, they are out completely with their tricks. Out with their tricks. You see what I mean? Because any door I shut, it's shut for good. Anyone I open for good. Fucking ass white people there. They think they can do all of that and get away with it. All right. Now, you see, there was a tune here that I was thinking about. Where is this tune? Okay, that's right. I have it. I found it. All right. Now, let me do this and then see if I can get my tune to be played. Yes, these European people, they're all over everywhere we are. Oh, everywhere we are. After 80,000 years, they come and take away every single thing from us. Eviction time, in words, get out and go back where you come from, because you're going to be sad as a rotten shad, okay? If you think a joke, you keep on doing what you're doing. The civilized hybrid, craftsman, used. What's this? Okay, craftsman. Okay, I seem like a lot of things running together here. Yes, the civilized hybrid craft men use copper. Yes, used Copper was the first metal. Wait a second. Okay. So it is civilized hybrid craftsmen used. Copper was, wait a second. Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools, right? The civilized hybrid craftsmen use copper. It's something here that is hitching. Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. What's the date in this? Because this is coming directly from the World History Textbook. Remember, the World History Textbook is certified. The Bible is not certified anywhere at all. So if you want to put your trust in the Bible, you put your trust in these sodomite white people. They are the ones who orchestrated to destroy the mind, the thinking of the African people. And see here, we have lost two greater portion of our brain, that what they are doing with us, we don't even realize what they're doing. We're just following and living. Yeah. And then they have a pastor to bury you, to eulogize you and all them kind of thing. My friend, listen to this. After 4000 BC, craftspeople, I'm seeing some typos here as I go along. Craftspeople in Western Asia discovered that a combination of copper and tin created bronze, a metal far harder and more durable than copper. Now, the question I'm putting to you, where were the European people who live up in Europe 1.5 million years? This is 4000 BC. Now, it is talking about copper. So that means when they are behaving like they have been around a long time before us and they created iron and copper and all them kind of thing, right? Here the World History Textbook is telling you they are lying fuckers. Okay? So just think about what I'm saying. And think about how powerful the history is here that we must know. After 4000 BC, craftspeople in Western Asia discovered that a combination of copper and tin created bronze, a metal far harder and more durable than copper. At this era, we see that copper and tin made bronze. It, in turn, phased out the uncivilized Homo erectus and Neanderthal white people stone tools age. Take notice of the time in history. Uncivilized Homo erectus white human tools. Their tool kit include choppers, cleavers, yes, and hammers, as well as flakes used as knives and scrapers. If Now, it is quite likely that Homo erectus also made many implements out of more perishable materials. Such as wood, bark, and even grass, which can be easily twisted together to make string and rope. Their tool kit include choppers, cleavers, and hammers. Okay, so this looks like a repetition here. Okay, all right. Let's see, we have another. Let's see what this is. All right. Okay, and that part here I think can be deleted. All right, so now archaeologists worked in two Italian caves have discovered some of the earliest known examples of ancient humans using an adhesive on their stone tools. Neanderthals made spear joints with a stone or soft hammer. Traces of adhesive on some stone points suggest they were once attached to wooden shaft, perhaps glued resin or tar and bound with plant fibers, sinews, and leather. The gaze are of Homo erectus and Neanderthals. This is conclusive evidence white people are not the civilized developed category of hybrid human being. My friends, that's what I got it there for you. All right, let's play this tune. Peter Tosh is going to tell you, go out and tell it on the mountain. The truth is what you're supposed to know. When you know it, go tell other people who want to know.